The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen. Daf Yud Dalid. Today's daf is being said. Lenu Shlomo Razikim Yosef Ben Tzvi Marat Zikar Tiyah Fab Tzvi Lenu Shlomo Avram Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tinechem Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being said. Fresh from Hashem and Yanav and Sarah Patrachay and Refuah Shalama Acham Olvaya Ben Gurjia Shover Nitua Hayom Enna Nefer Alehem Refat Nefesh Refat Ruf Atam Kerabat Vechen Yosef Ben Man. Amen. Aslachat Hayale Sarah Ganal Israel. Let's Baruch Hu Yitelim Atrin Sahon Bekarov. Amen. Amen. We begin today's daf on Yud Gimel Amud Bet. And we are starting from Amar Mor. It is seven lines
from the bottom.
First word on the line. Amar Mor, we're quoting a statement that we quoted earlier. Kishehizik havamazik. We learned in our Mishnah that said at the end of the Mishnah, the last line, when the mazik damages, he has to pay metav. So he asked, that's redundant. Already we learned that in the first Mishnah. It says, Kishchava Mazik, he has to pay Metav, he has to pay the best. So what is it repeating it? So we came along and said that if you learned that the first Mishnah did not mention Kedin, it means the first Mishnah when it said Shor, Shor is Regel, and Mav'eh is Shin, so Kedin was not mentioned, so then this Mishnah is coming to tell you that an ox that gores, Kedin, pays Metav. But according to the other opinions that said, no, Shor is called Mili de Shor. That Shor is coming to include everything, including Kedin. So what do you need a statement to say that Shehizik, Hava Mazik Lemishalim Metav? We know that already. So the Gemara came along and said, no, it's coming to include a special case of a Shomer. Shomer has is watching somebody's ox, and it gores. We don't know who gored who yet. We'll see now in the Gemara. It's coming to tell me the Hadush that the Shomer has to pay Metav. So now the Gemara is going to analyze that scenario where you're watching somebody's ox and it gores and you have to pay. Who gored who? That's the question of it. So Gemara says, Amar Mor, Kishizik, Hava Mazik, Vehavi, Shomer Hanam. That's a Shomer that's watching without money, right? Doing it for free. Vashoel, a borrower, Nose Sakar, that's watching, he's getting paid. Vashoel, a renter. The Gemara says, Echi Dame. Okay. He's watching his friend's shor. Which shor gored who? It was Ilema de Azke Torah de Mashil le Torah de Shoel. If you're going to tell me that the shor of the Mashil, that's the guy that lent the eye, and that's the shor that's being watched. If that shor that the Shoel is watching gored his own ox, let me get that clear. This is clear for the Gemara. The Mash'il is the one that's lending. The Mash'il. Okay? Or the borrower. The one that, what do you call him? The one that's
the lender.
The one that's lending his ox out. So therefore, that's the ox that this guy's supposed to be watching.
Correct.
And if that ox of the Mash'il damaged the ox of the Shoel, meaning his personal ox, so Gemara says, Le male. So there, the Mash'il can tell him, Ilu azik be'alma. If my ox would have damaged, let's say, outside, somebody else's, ba'it lishuleme at, you would have had to pay, because you're a shomer.
Yeah.
I told you to watch my animal. So therefore, if it damaged somebody else, you would be on the hook to pay. Hashta de azkel torah didach. Now that it damaged your shor, ba'ina lishuleme, you want me to pay?
No.
Which means, of course not. You know, what do I have to pay? You're a shomer. Yeah. So what do I care whose ox my ox gored? Bottom line, just like you would be on the hook if it gored somebody else's shor, now that it gored your shor, you have to pay also. That's peshita. What do I don't need a hadus for that. Also, must be the opposite way. Ela de'azke Torah de'shoel le'Torah de'mashil. So must be that what? Again, the borrower's ox, personal, damaged the ox that he was supposed to be watching. So the Gemara says, Lemale, again, Ilu itzak me'alma ba'ya l'shilume kule Torah.
That's right.
Which means, if my ox would have gotten gored from someone else, you would have to pay full damages. Because Halakha says, a shomer is responsible for full damages. Even though it gored a shoel, bottom line has to pay for even unseen, which is no matter what happens, he has to pay. So the Mashil would tell the shoel, listen, if my ox would have gotten gored by someone else, you'd be on the hook for everything. Right? Kula nezek, because the shoel has to pay for full damages. Hashtad asket Torah didach. Now that it's your shor that did the damaging. Pan nezka, who the mishalamtli? Now you only want to pay half nezek? Now you want to come and say, well, a shor, we know the rule of tam, pays hati nezek. Hold it, not so fast. If my ox would have been bored by someone else, you would have to pay me full. Now because it was your ox that did the damaging, you only pay me half? Because you want to claim already in a short time? No, you're a shomer. And the shomer has got to pay, or shoel got to pay, full. So therefore the Gemara is trying to understand what's the case where you need to tell me a chidush that the shomer or the shoel has to pay metav. Gemara says, le'olam de'azke Torah de'mashil le'Torah de'shoel. Well, like the first case we said, the mashil's ox, the one that he should have been watching, it damaged the shoel's ox. That's what we said. What do you mean? Peshita. Well, of course he has to pay. You were supposed to watch it. You're supposed to watch it. Just like if my ox got someone else, you would pay. Well, you could go yourself. So therefore, I'm not paying you, right? So what's our douche? Gemara says, oh, it's a specific case. Shekibel alav shemirat gufo. Which means the shoel or the shomer accepted upon himself, I'll make sure that your ox doesn't get damaged by someone else. Shemirat gufo, I accept upon myself. Ve'lo kibel alav shemirat nezakav. But I cannot accept upon myself the shemirah of nezakim. Which means if it damages, already that already I cannot accept upon myself. Let's see. Ve'lo kibel alav shemirat nezakav. Im yaziku et achirim, if he damages someone else. And therefore, if the shor of the mashil was mazik, the shor of the shoel, the mashil is going to be hayav to pay.
Metav.
And he's have to pay metav. The mashil is going to have to pay. Because the shoel could say, listen, I accept it upon myself to make sure your ox doesn't get damaged. But that your ox is not going to damage, that's not my responsibility. And your ox damaged. Your ox damaged my ox. And therefore the Hadush of the Mishnah is telling you that when the Mashil has to pay, he has to make a payment of Metav. He has to pay from the best of the fields. Okay. Oh, once already you're telling me that you're talking about a case where the guy didn't accept upon himself full coverage. He only accepted upon himself Gufo. Now I'll protect the goof, but I'm not protecting if it goes out and damages. The end of that statement is going to be problematic because it said nifritza balayla. Let's say the animal broke out at night by itself. The wall was a solid wall, but at night it jumped the wall somehow and broke out of the wall and damaged. Or sheparzu al listim. Or let's say robbers came at night and they broke the wall down and they let it out and it went and damaged. Yatzav zika patur. Because at night, you said the guys are chayav at night, there was no way he was able to know it, and he protected it nicely. Also, the Gemara makes a diyuk, habayom chayav, implying that what? But if this happened in the day, he's chayav, because in the day you can notice what happened, if we got to go out and save the animal. What are you talking about? You just told me the case where he didn't accept upon himself the coverage that if it damages somebody else. So then what's the difference between the day and the night? Even in the day he should be patur, because that's the case. Gemara says, you're right. Haki ka'amar. You have to add some words to the braita. Im kibel alav shemirat nezakav. But if he accepted upon himself shemirah of what that short is going to damage, hayav. And therefore, nifritza balayla o shepertzu alistim v'yatza v'zika patur. Because it's at night, you're not responsible at night because there's no way you were supposed to know. The wall was solid. And you didn't promise shemirah. But in the day, if you accepted upon yourself shemirat nezakav, you should have seen the wall fall down. And therefore you should have went out and stopped the animal from damaging. Therefore you're going to be hayav. Comes the Gemara and says, we have a contradiction, which means we're going back to what we said earlier. Remember we learned earlier a whole subject of a hatser shel shutafim. That's a shared area between the mazik and the nizak. You know, two guys are sharing a field together. Right, shared area, but there's fields over here, so there's, which means he could put his oxes there, and they could have their fields there together. And then we said, according to the El-Azad, that if a behemah of one of the shutafim entered the other area of the shutaf and damaged in shen v'regel, patur. Okay, that's what he holds. Hasera shutafim is not considered ste'acher, because the Torah says, by shen v'regel, the only time you pay will be er b'ste'acher. It's got to be somebody else's field. Mashiach is, this is your field, your partner's in it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, if it's damaged in a shared area, so therefore you are patur. It's not considered sdeh achir. Now the Gemara challenges, ini, ne'at tani Rav Yosef. We have a brayta from Rav Yosef that said, haser ha-shutafim, that's a shared area, ve'pundak. What's a pundak? Rashi. It's like an inn. Bayit gadol, big house, shirigidim urchim vaknasim ladun bo. Like a hotel, motel, that the guests come and stay there. Vimizig ze etze hayav, ashen veregel. Veloavi kishutarabim. It's not like a shutarabim, because shen veregel is patur bishutarabim. Deoil veenu miyuhad bne reshutarabim, ila leotana darim bo. It's only designated for the people that are registered guests in that place. Kiste acher karinan be. Share ayidis sikhirutem darim sham. Right? They had to pay to go into the area. So if it's considered like a private area, it's like considered a public domain. So what did he say? Tani Rav Yosef, Hasera shutafim, but chayav bein ala shen bala regel. Oh, and you, Rabbi Elazar, held that Hasera shutafim is patur. What are you doing? You're going against the Braita. So Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rabbi Elazar. It is a refutation against him because he can't fight against the Braita. You, Rabbi Elazar, said Hasera shutafim is patur. But we have a Braita that says Hasera shutafim is Hayab. Amalika Rabbi Elazar. De Tisbera Matnita. Milo Peligi. What do you think? This is the only Braita? There's another Braita out there that says the opposite. Well, that I can rely on. Well, what does it say? That Tanya. We have another Braita. Now, the Braita is going to be read simply now, just to make the point, and then we're going to analyze each case of the Braita individually.
Arba'a kilalot haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer ben Zakin. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said there are four basic rules that you have to know when it comes to damages, and they are kol shehu reshut lenizak velo lemazik hayav bakol, which means any time that you have the reshut nizak, that the damages goes in, you have to pay in full. For sure, regel pays in the reshut nizak. Mm-hmm. For sure, shen pays in the reshut nizak, and even keren, sure. The Gemara is going to tell us even keren tam. In reshut nizak pays nezek shalem.
Oh wow!
The only time that keren tam pays hatsi nezek is in reshut rabim. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara is going to tell us that a keren in reshut nizak is going to pay nezek shalem. So that's the first rule. Kol shehu reshut lanizak. That's the one that got damaged. Velo lemazik hayav bakol. You pay everything and you pay full in everything. That's the way the Gemara is going to say it. De mazik velo lenizak patur mikol. For sure. Property. Which means if the damage took place where somebody else's animal went into the mazik's property, and then the mazik sure damaged, the mazik will tell the guy, oh, your thing came into my reshut. Yeah, at your own risk. No trespassing. You came into my property, therefore he's patur from everything. Shen, regel, keren. Because again, what is your shore doing by me? Yeah. That's clear. That's the second rule. And as she says, the amar le torach birshuti my ba'eh. Because yeah, you can say, the shore was doing in my reshut. Leze u leze. Oh, third case. Which shared property, which we call kigon hasera shutafim vabika'ah, or like a valley, which is shared property, patur ba ala shen ve'ala regel. It's right there. There's your proof. Rabbi Al-Hazar says, what are you talking about? Have a bright clearly. Rule number three is my rule. Yeah. That shared property is patur from regel, patur from shen, ala negiha. What's that? Goring, v'ala nigifa, pushing, v'ala neshicha, biting, v'ala rebitza, squatting, sitting on the kelim, v'ala bi'ita, would be considered the kicking. So what is then Niggi Falkva is pushing. Good. Therefore, all these things over here that what? Tam Mishalem Hatsi Nezek, Muad Mishalem Nezek Shalem. In those cases over there where it's Kedin, Kedin always pays Tam and pays Nezek Shalem if it's a Muad. Even in the Shut Rabim. So it's not going to be worse Hasish Shutafim than the Shut Harabim. So therefore, you see what? Hasid Shutafim by Shem Beregel, it's not considered Ste'ahir. It's considered your own property. And therefore, there's no Shem Beregel. So Rabbi Elazar will say, hey, what do you want? You bring me a brighter from Rabbi Yosef. I got a brighter, my own brighter, that clearly says what? Patur.
I thought it says
Patur
from
Shem Beregel. No, Shem Beregel is totally Patur. Patur ala Shem ala Regel. Because Negiha is Keren. Go slow, get this clear. Shem Beregel is one type of Mazik, or two types of Mazikim, that have a similar property. It has to be Davka b'Nishut HaNizak. Shared property is not Nishut HaNizak, it's both. Therefore, Patur legami on Shem Beregel. On Keren, Keren get the rules. Keren is Hayav even Nishut HaRabim. Yeah. So therefore, a shared property is not going to be worse than the Shut Rabim. For the public domain doesn't belong to anybody. So therefore, the Hadush is Hayav the Shut Rabim. So the Hadush is a shared property is like the Shut Rabim in the sense that what? It'll pay Tam Chatzin Nezek and the Mu'al Nezek Shalem. As opposed to if it was in Davka the Shut Nizak, Kenan would pay Nezek Shalem. Again, in Nezek, in Keren, in Nishut HaNizak, even Tam pays Nezek Shalem. Yeah. In Nishut HaRabim, you have the Haluk between Hatsi Nezek and Nezek Shalem. I must say, Hatsi Nishut HaFim is like Nishut HaRabim, they can be Keren. They don't make the Haluk between Tam and Mabba. For Shem Veregel, Patur. And then Rabbi Elazar is going to support himself from this third rule of the Braita, and the Braita gives the fourth case. Case number four, Lo Leze Velo Leze. It's not owned, not by the Mazik and not the Nizak. I don't know what that means. It sounds like it's like the third case. A shared area. Anyway, the case number four says, Hayebo ala shen v'ala regel. They are hayav. V'shem v'regel. V'ala negiha. V'ala neshicha. V'ala negifa. V'ala rebitza. V'ala be'ita. Mishlem Hatsi Nezek, Muad Mishlem Nezek Shalem. Case number four, I'm going to wait for the Gemara to explain because it sounds like it's also a shared area. So case three and four needs to be analyzed, but we'll wait for that. But the point is, Katani Miat, partial quotation from this long braita that we just quoted, Hatser Ashutafim, a Hatser that is partnered up on by two. That became the valley, Patur ba'ala shen ba'ala regel. So then when Rabbi Elazar says, hold it, you bring me a bright of Rabbi Yosef that says Hayav and Shutafim. So you can't, you attacked me. Hold it. First of all, I'll bring you another bright, by the way, of this bright. Rule number three of that bright clearly says, Shutafim is not considered Shutanizak. So then Gebra says, okay, good. So it's clear you have a machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef. In a chaser shutafim is shem regel hayav or not? But now the Gemara wants to reconcile the braitot, because these you have two braitot that are also contradicting each other. So the Gemara says kasha ahadade. You have a stira in braitot. One braitot says chaser shutafim hayav. One braitot says patur. Gemara says no. Kitanya hayi bechaser miyuchedet leze uleze ben leperot. Ben le shevarim, which means this case over here that said in case number three that chaser that is mishutefet that's patur is talking about it's mishutefet for everything, meaning where partners on the field in fruit, meaning both of us can bring fruit into the field and both of us are allowed to bring our oxen in the field. In that case, I'm going to be patur because it's not considered shteacher. I have rights, full rights to bring everything in there. So when my shore came in here, and your shore came in there, both had rights to bring the shore in there. So, you know, and now what? Now my shore ate your fruit. By the way, my fruit was allowed to be there as well as yours, as well as my ox. So therefore, in that case where we had full sharing rights for perot and shore, it's not considered stay ahead. It's considered my field as well as your field. That's why one braita says, patur. Ah, hahidra of Yosef. And the bright of Yosef that said, Hayav, Bechaser miyuchedet de perot, We shared perot rights, but we didn't share shivarim rights. And therefore, when my ox went into the common area of perot and damaged your perot, that's considered steahir legabe. Sure. So the Gemara basically said, I'm not worried about Braitote. Braitote I can square off. So the Gemara, and I'll prove it to you that this chiluk that we're making between how much sharing rights that we have is meduyeket. Daika name. Diktani acha dumya dipundak. Diketani hatam dumya dibika. Shma minna. In Rav Yosef's case, what was Rav Yosef's case? He gave the case where Yahayab, and he gave a case of shor that's, I mean, damaged in a hasera mishutefet, and he called the pundak. Correct? He used the example of a pundak of a inn. Now, we're talking about a case over there that's talking about where they only had rights for perot, but not for shor. Because in a hotel, you don't bring your shor into the hotel. You have rights to bring your stuff into the hotel, but you don't bring your oxen into the hotel. So therefore, that's an example of what? We have partial sharing rights, therefore it's considered a shoot. Hanizak. The other case that said patur, said, haser mishutim v'abika'ah, a valley. A valley is open for everybody. You can share short rights in there and perot rights. So therefore, in the case of Hayav, it compared it to a pundak, and in the case of patur, it compared it to a bika'ah. So therefore, the Gemara says, Shema mina, therefore proof positive. Ifla Rabbi Zera. Kevan dimiyuchedet leperot. Once you're telling me that the case is talking about miyuchad leperot, where we both have Perot writes, "Habainan ubi'er b'sde acher veleka," which is Rabbi Zera is coming along and saying that once already we're partners, even in something, we both have rights to put our fruit here. It's not considered ste acher. You want to tell me that even though you're partners with fruit, as long as you're not partners in the shore, so that's considered ste acher when my shore goes in and damages. So Rabbi Zera is questioning who says. When the Torah says ubi'er b'sde acher, maybe it's got to be totally acher. Here it's not acher. We have partners at least in fruit.
Don't be so extreme. Kevan de'ena miyuchedet l'shevarim
ste acher karin anbe. It's considered ste acher, which means you're right. We're partners the gabe the perot, but since the gabe shvarim, I cannot enter. So it's considered ste'achar legabe shvarim. So it's interesting to get the shekla v'taniya between Rabbi Zera and Abaye. There's two ways of looking at it over here. In Rabbi Zera looks at it, ste'achar has to be in totality ste'achar. Whereas Abaye will say, no, ste'achar, so long as my shor cannot enter, that's already considered ste'achar, even though we're connected legabe perot. That's a nice question and answer between Rabbi Zera and Abaye. Now we're saying over here that what? The Braito, we squared them off. We had two Braito, one Braito Rabbi Yosef brought, that said Hayav, and one Braito that Rabbi Elazar brought, that said Patur. So we squared off the Braito. Don't worry, the Braito, no problem. This Braito is talking about where the shore cannot enter. Therefore, it's considered staff. It's talking about where they have rights for shore and perot. Therefore, it's not considered staff. Therefore, it's patur. Beautiful. So the Gemara says, once already you tell me the Braito are not arguing, let us say also the Amoraim are not arguing either. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef came along and said, Hasir Shishutafim, Hayav. And Rabbi Elazar said, Hasir Shishutafim, Patur. What do you got to make them arguing? The same answer that you said on the Braitot, you can answer in the Bil Azar and Rabbi Yosef and say that they are not arguing either, which is the Gemara assumed that the Bil Azar is about arguing. And each one is relying on a Braita. Oh, but the Braitot themselves are not arguing, because we can answer the Braitot. Oh, so once you can answer the Braitot, so you might as well say that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef are also squared off with the same answer. Gemara's Amale, in. Yeah, you're right. Okay, no problem. Fim tivsel omar peligi. Oh, and even if you want to say that they're arguing, Bekushad Rabbi Zera ufirukad Abaye peligi. They're only arguing in the question and the answer, which means both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Elazar will hold that Hatser Meshutefet right? Let's say we both own the field. But let's say they don't have rights for perot, and they don't have rights for shor. They'll both agree, even though it's mishutefet, we both own it. But if we don't have perot and shevarim rights, everybody will agree it's their ahed, and then we're going to be hayav. That's not the mahlok. Everybody agrees, chasid shutafim, inekarim will be hayav. I could say the mahloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yosef was in the same mahloket in a case where you have perot rights and not shevarim rights. And how do you look at that? And one rabbi will look like the Bizera, that since you have perot rights, it's not ste'achir. And one rabbi will look at it like Abayir that says, no, since you don't have shevarim rights, it's considered ste'achir. So could be it's about, but we just narrowed the mahloket down. Everybody will hold really chasid shutafim is hayav. But the mahloket is in the case where perot rights exist and no shevarim rights, and there the mahloket will be Rabbi Zira and Abaye, the question and the answer. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Elazar that says Hayav, he holds like Abaye. Now what? It's considered Ste'ahir, even though I have Perot rights, because I don't have Shevarim rights. And Rabbi Yosef will say Patur, because since I have Perot rights, so therefore it's not Ste'ahir, I'm in the field. But like regular Hasid Shutafim in Ikhrami will be Hayav according to everybody. So we limited the Mahloket. We learned above. Arba'a kelalot haya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer ben Ezekin. He gave us four rules that apply to the laws of damages. Number one, kol shuri shut lenizak v'dol mazik Hayav bakol. Now look at the words. If it's a shut lenizak, you're Hayav bakol in everything. Al hakol lo ketani. On everything, it didn't say. Ela chayav bakol. Bakol means you have full damages. Al hakol would mean on all types of damages. Bakol sounds like on full payment. Bakol, you have to pay everything. Who's that got bakol in Ezek? In all the Ezek. Mani, who's the author? The bitter for you. The Amar Mishune Keren Behatsera Nizak Nezek Shalem Meshalem. This is going like the Shita that says Keren is different in Rishuta Nizak. That even the first time it damages, it pays Nezek Shalem. So that's why when it says Hayav Bakol, Bakol means Kol. You have to pay full damage, even Legabe Keren. That Shita, the bitter for. Comes again and says, good. Now by the way, when I say Keren, it means Keren and all the Todot of Keren. Negifa, Neshicha, Ribitza, these are all forms of Keren as well, that it's Mishuneh, it's not the Derech, okay, of the Shor, that's not the actual, and there's no Hana'ah, Lezekan, that's the commonality of Shor of Keren. It's Kavanah Lazik, and in Hana'a laziko, and it's Mishuneh. Correct? Because you don't have Hana'a when it sits on a perot. When it eats it, that's Shin, because that's Hana'a. When it just sits on Kilim and breaks them, for example, that's considered a Todat Kerem. But in the Shuta Nizak, it's going to pay Nezek Shalem. Ema Sefa. Oh. I'm going to bring you a question from the Sefa, from the fourth case. What did it say in the fourth case? Lo laze velo laze. Right? The reshut is not, doesn't belong to the mazik and doesn't belong to the nizak. Kigon hasir she'eno shel shenehem, right? It's a, I guess a third field, doesn't belong to either of them, third party. Hayav ba al shen ve'al regel. In that case, over this shnei achir, so you're gonna be hayav on shen ve'regel. Well, it was my whole Gemara analyze. What's the case? My lo leze ve'lo leze, because you're telling me it doesn't belong to the nizak either. So, whose field is it? Idema lo leze velo leze klal ela de acher, which means it's not the mazik's field and it's not the nizak's field, it's a third field. You're not going to be hayav and shen veregel on a neutral field that doesn't belong to the nizak. Yeah. So they, and the Braita said what? In case number four, you hayav to pay on shen veregel. So when it says lo leze velo leze, can't mean they have a mazik's field here. You have an Izak field here, and the damage took place on the third field. That's not the Ahir. That's not the Izak. So that cannot be the case. Lo leze, lo leze. Ela pshita lo leze velo leze. Ela dehad.
One of them owns it.
Oh, so it means
one of them owns the field. Ela dehad de nizak.
It's another way of saying that it's not a partnership field. Lo leze velo leze. It belongs to the nizak. The Gemara says v'ketani sefa. Oh, but what did it say? I'm not worried about shem v'negel that you pay full. But by tam, what did it say in case number four? Tam mishalem hatsi nezek, or muad mishalem nezek shalem. Ata lirabanan. That's going like the rabbis are arguing to be tefun. The amre mishune keren b'haser and nizak hatsi nezek with the mishalem reisha to be tefun v'sefer rabanan. Which means, first of all, we establish the first case like to be tefun. Hatser and nizak nezek shalem for keren. Beautiful. Case number four, we said, you know what the case must be? Lo leze lo leze. It means lowly one of them, but it belongs to Nizak. Another one. Who does it belong to? The Nizak. And what does it say? Shem v'negel, you pay. Of course you pay. Nizak, you pay nezek shalem. And what does it say by kerin? Hatzi nezek. What do you mean? That's the rabbis that argue against Rabbi Tafon. How could you have in one statement two different rabbis? Case number one is Ariba Rabbi Tafon. Case number four is Ariba. The Rabbanan, does that make sense? Gemara says, yes, that's what it is. De'a amar le Shmuel of Yehuda. Like we see in another case, in a different case, later on, Rabbi Shmuel tells of Yehuda, Shinina, a sharp one. Shivok matnitin, leave the Mishnah alone. I know you have a problem that the Mishnah is contradicting itself. Veta abatrai. And come outside with me, meaning leave the Mishnah alone, don't worry about it. Explain it like I do it. So just like later on, Shemuel had no problem to explain it in one Mishnah, two Shitot. So we can say, oh, also it's referring to two Shitot. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, Ravina Mishemed Rava Amar Kula Rabbi Tarfoni. Oh, it's all Rabbi Tarfon. First case, I have no problem with Rabbi Tarfon. My ox gored in the Shuta Nizak, Nezek Shalem. That's exactly Rabbi Tarfon. In the Shuta Nizak, you pay for Nezek. Oh, but the last case was a problem. Umay lo laze ve lo laze. What did it mean in the fourth case when it said that the property is not owned, not to this one, not to that one? Lo leze velo leze leperot. Ah, it meant it was a shared a property, and it wasn't owned, they weren't sharing perot rights, ela dehad, which means only one guy had perot rights in the field, leze uleze deleshvarim, but they had both oxen right. Oh, so if they both had oxen right, the negabeshen havyele haser anizak. The perot, only one guy had rights to perot in there. So therefore, when my shor went in, even though I had rights to bring my shor in, it will be er b'stei acher. The perot belong to somebody else, and therefore I'm hayav on shem v'regel nezek shalem. However, legabe keren hav yala reshut rabim, because keren my shor was able to be there, so it's not going to be worse than reshut rabim. Reshut rabim, how much does the keren pay? Hatzi nezek. Oh, so comes look at that sheep, please. That sheep says three lines down. Ulgabe. Actually, read four lines at the bottom. The legabe shen hav yala chatzir nizak. Exactly. What do you hayav on shin? I have to pay for the perot. And since the perot is considered not my field, it's his field. Oh, so therefore I have to pay nezek shalem. But legabe keren, since my shul is able to go into that area, it's no worse than my shul being allowed to go into the reshut. How do you mean? Well, you would pay nezek or hatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, wait, that's very nice. So therefore the reshaz Rabbi Tarfon is haser and nizak. The last case is talking about a chatzin mishutefet for perot, but they're all equal to gabe shevarim, and therefore there's a haluk between sheveregel and keren. But wait, Gemara says, Ihache arba'a shelosha havu. You told me four rules. Let's count them now, based on the way we're learning. Rule number one, reshuta nizak. Shuta Nizak, full payment. Rule number two, Reshuta Mazik, zero payment. Case number three, Hatser HaShutafim. Hatser HaShutafim, the writer said what? Hatser HaShutafim, what was the third case? Patur. Patur, like a Bika. And what was the fourth case? The fourth case also is Chaser. Hashutafim. No.
Partial.
Partial. Or if you're learning like Nizak, if you learn like Nizak, like the first answer, if you learn that with the fourth case is a regular Hashuta Nizak, so that's Stam, you're repeating.
That's case number one.
Case number one again. Look at Rashi, the way he says it. Gimel klalot havu. Three rules you have. Dehai klala batra. Case number four. Shama'ina le mekamai. You learned it from case number one. Dekevan delegabe shin. Hav ya chaser an nizak. That's right. Let's go. What's case number one? Full nizak. So what's the deen in, I go damage shin v'regel b'shut an nizak? Full payment. So therefore what? Case number four, the perot is considered what? Reshut HaNizak. So therefore it's full payment. So therefore, the case number four I could have deduced already from the rules of case number one of Reshut HaNizak. Lama lilimit nihayav al Hashem, hatana l'resha, kol shu Reshut HaNizak, v'lo l'mazik, hayav b'chol, v'kerem b'chaser ha-shutafin. Oh, and Karen that in Hasira Shutafin, Hatane Le Resha. We learned that also in the first cases. Kegon Hasira Shutafin Babika'a. What do we say in that case? Al Nigihava Nigifa Tam Mishalem Hatsinezek. Which means in a case where the short had rights to enter. What's the payment? Hatsinezek. I know that from case number. Case number three. What's case number four tell me? Oh, you should know. When my shirt had rights to go into the Nizak's field, so therefore it's Hatsi Nizak. I know that already. It's not worse than the case of a shirt that goes into a regular Fereshut Rabbi, which I know already from case three, which means, let's speak it out this way. In case number four, the way you're telling me, Perot they have equal rights. No, Perot, one guy has rights, yeah. And Shevarim they have equal rights. What's the deen? The gabe shor shem v'regel. What's the payment? Full payment. Why? Because bi'ayv is ta'achir. That part of the chiddush, I don't need that. By the way, that's case number one. Reshut and nizak, you pay full payment shem v'regel. Do I need that case number four to teach me that? No. Okay. What's the other case? Case four. Oh, tam of keren. Keren in that case pays chatzi. You know why? Because he has rights. That's case of chaser shutafim. That's case number three. Mm-hmm. Case number three said chaser shutafim. With everybody's equal, the shor pays hatzinezek. So therefore, whatever you're teaching me in case number four, whether it's the shem v'regel chidush, the shut nizak, or the keren chidush, which is the shor mazik, it's already taught in one of the rules that preceded it. There's basically three rules: nizak, mazik, and shutafim. So case number four, you didn't add anything. So why did you tell me four klalim? Lechara, it's only three klalim. Sad Gemara says, you're right, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzhak, Shilosha klalot, Ve'arba mekomot. It's three rules, but in four situations. Look at Rashi, top line. Shlosha klalot bedalet mekomot. The end kan ela gimel dinim. What are the three dinim? Rashi, shuta nizak, hayav, bakol. Bakol means what? Full payment. Bereshuta mazik, patur, mikol. You patur from all damages. Bahatsera shutafim, right? Shared area, hayav bahatsinezek. Bekeren, upatur ala shen v'aregel, because that's not considered it's there aher, because they have partnership. Aval arba'a mekomoten, but there's four places. She'enam dinam shave. Teyesh chaser ha-shutafim shu chayav ba'ala shen. There's going to be a case of chaser meshutef that be chayav on shen. Kegon, temiyuhayet da'ad neperot l'shnei neshvarim. So there's different types of chaser meshutefot. There's one chaser meshutefet that shen v'regel is going to be patur negamre. Because it's like the city, it's the acher, because they have rights for everything. But there's another type of Hatzim Meshutefet that Shevarim will be Hayav. What's that case? Perot for this guy, and then Shevarim for both of them. So then we'll be Hatzim. It's three rules, basically. Nizak, Mazik, Hatzim Meshutefet. But there's four scenarios where these things come out. Comes the next Mishnah. Shum Kesef. Shave Kesef. Bifne Betin. Ve'alpi Edim Benechorin. בנברית ואנשים בכלל הנזק והנזק והמזיק בתשלומים.
Rashi tells me kula matnitin mifarish b'gemara.
This Mishnah is hard to understand what he's talking about. It's words.
Shum kesef, evaluation. Sheveh kesef, value. Front of bet din, with witnesses. B'nei orin, b'nei bet, or just words.
So that she right away tells you, wait, the Gemara is going to have to break this down in the Gemara to explain each statement.
So right away the Gemara says, my shum kesef. Let's start with the first words. What does the Mishnah mean when it tells me these words, shum kesef, which literally means an evaluation? So obviously somebody damaged, and now the mazik has to pay, so you're making some sort of evaluation of some sort.
Amar of Yehuda, shum zeh, lo yeh ela bekesef.
Oh, this evaluation that Beit Din makes in order to pay the nizak is made in kesef. What does that mean? That she yehu Beit Din shamin kama shaveh nezek mane umatayim
v'kakin shalom, which means the evaluation is made in currency, in money. How much damage was done over here? $100 worth of damage, $200 worth of damage. The shum is in kesef, is in dollars. As opposed to perot, maybe, or animals, or however, the value, first of all, we analyze how much monetary damage. That's what shum, kesef. When you're evaluating damages, it's done in kesef.
Kibra says, okay, we have a proof to that. Tanina, le'a, the tarura banan. Parad shezika talet. A parad damaged a talet. How does a parad damage a talet? It stepped on it. It went into the reshut of the nizak, and it stepped on the talet. V'talet shezika para. How can a talet damage a para? A guy left his talet in the shut of the beam. It's like a boar. Now the cow walked, it slipped on the talet and broke its leg. So either the talet damaged the para, or the para damaged the talet. En omrim tetze para b'talet v'talet b'para. We don't say, you know what? You damaged his talet, take his para. Or you damaged his para, take his talet. We don't just make haphazard trades over here. Ela shamin otabedamim. Now we look at the damage. How much was the talet worth? And if the pay according to the damage of the talet. Or we look at the broken leg of the para, what's the damage? You would have thought maybe, oh, you know, it's a push. Your para damaged the talet. Finish, take the para now, see you later. No. Or the opposite. No. It's done in a value system of
money.
Next piece of the Gemara says, Shavekes. That's the next line of the Mishnah. Shavekes. What is Shavekes? Tanu Rabbanan, we have a braita. Shavekes. Melamed, from here we learn, She'en bedin niskakin, ela lenechasim, she'yesh lahem acharayut.
Rule, you damage, Beit Din now is going to come and take payment from the mazik. You only take from things that are sheve kesef, that have value of money. What's value of money? For some reason the Gemara is learning, that's karka. Hadush now we're learning. The damages only get paid from property. Now this should pose a big question, which the Gemara is going to ask that question in a second. But let's read the Gemara literally. Shaveh kesef in the Mishnah, for some reason, when it saw those words, Shaveh kesef, to them that was like a key word to karka. Karka is worth money. Okay, everything is worth money. But for some reason, when they saw Shaveh kesef, that was like another way of saying karka. And the Mishnah is saying what? When a Beti wants to go get paid in Izak, he goes to the Mazik's fields and pays him fields. So Gemara says, Aval im kadam nizak venafas metaltelin. Let's say the Nizak went and grabbed movable items. Okay, Betin govim no mehen. I say, if he grabbed it already, Betin will say, you took it already, you took it. Gemara says, hold it. Amar mor, shaveh kesef, melamed she'en betin iskrim elechasim she'en lemaharayut. Me'en mashma. Where do you see that in the Mishnah? All the Mishnah said was shaveh kesef. Why is shaveh kesef fields? Isn't everything shaveh kesef? This cup is shaveh kesef. Well, why when it said shaveh kesef, the Gemara understood it to mean fields?
Amar Rabba bar Ula, davar ha-shaveh kol kesef.
Real estate is worth all the money. That's what it means. Davar ha-shaveh lechol kesef. What does it mean? Real estate is worth all the money. Gemara explains. Mainu davar she'en lo ona'a. There's no usury when it comes to real estate. If I sell you this book, I'm limited how much I can sell the book for. I'm allowed to sell it for market value, and I could charge, let's say, up to a sixth over the market value. If I charge you more than that, you could take me to Beit Din already and have claims against me and have to return you the money. There's certain usury laws that I cannot overcharge. When it comes to real estate, there's no such thing as ona'ah. If the field, the customer will pay $10 million for it, you can't come back and say, well, what do you mean? But it's only worth $1 million. There's no ona'ah. Fields are fields. It's worth all the money that it's paid for. That's the law. The ona'ah was only said by movables, not by real estate. So that's why the Gemara said, Shaveh kesef means what? Something that's worth all the money. Man, there's no ona'ah. Gemara says, wait, if that's the case, avadim v'shtarot nameh en lahem ona'ah. In the Eved, when a person buys an Eved, there's no ona'ah in the Eved either. And for that matter, when you sell notes, shtarot, for example, I have a shtar that says a guy owes me $1 million, right? I could sell that note to somebody else and he can get payment. When you sell notes in shtarot, there's no ona'ah. Which means, yeah, you might be willing to pay, not going to pay $2 million to get $1 million, that's for sure not. But you'll pay $750,000 or $800,000 for a note that's only going to pay $1 million, so you're taking a little risk there, but you can't come along and say, ona'ah. No, by notes, by shtarot, or by avadim, there's no ona'ah. So therefore, when the Mishnah says you could pay in karka, if your rule is shaveh kesef, you should be able to pay in avadim. Nice. Or for that matter, you should be able to pay in shtarot for that matter. Why are you telling me it's only karka? If your rule of karka is because it's shaveh kol kesef, there's two other items that are also shaveh kol kesef. Yeah. Avadim and shtarot. So you're right. Ela amar ababar ula, davar hanikne bekesef. It means something that's acquired with money. How do you acquire fields? What makes the kinyan from the Torah by a field? Kesef. When I pay, and the seller takes the money, the field belongs to me. By movables, according to the Torah, money is not koneh movable. What is koneh the movable? When I moshech it, when I make the meshicha. I mean, even though I paid money from the Torah, I don't own it yet until I actually pick it up. So therefore, when the Mishnah said shaveh kesef, it means an item that's niknit b'shaveh with kesef. And what's the item that's niknit b'kesef? Real estate. And that's how you pay damages. So the Gemara says, I'm sorry, avadim u'shtarot nami niknit b'kesef. And Eved is also niknit b'kesef. Shtarot are also niknit b'kesef. So therefore we're back to square one. The Chavrei should be able to pay even with avadim and shtarot. Ela amar Rav Asher, shaveh kesef ve'lo kesef. You know what shaveh kesef doesn't mean? Karka. Shaveh kesef means that you're allowed to pay in anything that is worth money, velo kesef.
Itself is not money.
But in itself is not money. So you're allowed to pay in something that is shaveh kesef. Ve'ani kulehu kesef ninu. And all these items, avadim, is considered money. Metaltelin, all metaltelin for that matter, all movable items is considered money. Because it has value in it as itself. A shtar is considered even a shtar note that you're selling has din of kesef. So when it says that you pay damages, you're paying with karka. Karka is considered shaveh kesef. Look at what she says. Dainu karka. I mean ela amar Rav Asher. It's a couple of way down. First word of the line is shaveh kesef. Dainu karkaot. Baki mashma shaveh kesef yishalem velo kesef atzmo. ואני כולו מטלטלים ועבדים יש לו כסף תינו. דמצי להמתינו ממטל למטה מזדבנה. Any item that you can move from place to place and sell is considered money. It's a currency. So I'm selling shtarot, this guy's selling abadim, this guy's selling whatever he's selling. But karka is considered שווה כסף. Okay? So now, at the end of the day, what are we learning from המשנה? The only way you pay for damages is with karka. That runs against what we learned early in the Masechet. The Gemara by the way asks, Rami le Rav Yehuda bar Hanina le Rav Huna b'rid Rav Yehoshua. Tana shaveh kesef. Melamed she'em beti nizkakim ala nechassim she'esh lehem acharayut. Good, that's the first Zawa statement. That shaveh kesef means you only pay in karka. V'atanya yashiv. We learned from a pasuk that said earlier, yashiv, kesef yashiv lema'alav. Shaveh kesef ve'afilu subin. You can even pay in bran. What is bran? Metaltelin, movables. So make up your mind. Can you, do you have to pay in karka? Can even pay the guy in subin? Stira. We're talking about yetomim, orphans. What's the law? A father owes money because he damaged somebody. He dies. He leaves his children karka. The law is debts of the father fall to the karka. Therefore the yetomim have to make good on that debt of their father. So that what it said you pay from karka is talking about when you're going to get paid from yetomim. However, if let's say the yetomim did not inherit karka, the yetomim only inherited movables. The debt of the father does not go on to the movables of the yetomim. Therefore you cannot collect from them. So that what it said in our Mishnah, that you only pay from karka, that's talking about where the mazik died. And he inherited karkatis children. The deen is the only thing you can take from those yetomim for the payment is karka. I but it says subin. Yeah, it's a regular guy, a regular mazik that's still alive.
Pay subin.
Pay subin. Oh, yeah, ibiatme. If you're talking about yetomim, doesn't make sense because what did it say at the end of the statement? Emasefa im kadam nizak v'tafas metalterin betin govim lo mehem. We said, and if the mazik, he grabbed metaltelin, he takes it. What do you mean? Ibiatme amay bedin govin lo mehen. What are you talking? If he grabbed metaltelin, bedin should say, buddy, you got to give it back. Mm-hmm. These are yetomim, you can only take karka. So why did the end of the statement, if they took yetomim, if they took metaltelin, they're okay?
Kedamar Rava Amar Rav Nachman Shetafas Mechayim Achaname Shetafas Mechayim. The case is talking about Shetafas Mechayim. She says the Abu Hon,
the father was still alive. He was dying. They saw that the father was dying. They said, oh no no, if he dies now we're not getting paid anything. So what did they do when the father was alive? They went and they grabbed the metaltelin. And then the father died. So Beti Dagi took it already when he was alive. So therefore, since he was Hayav when he was alive, so therefore we're not going to take it out of the mazik. He keeps it. Good. Tafas me Hayim Govin. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.